minutes of the same transcript.
Lisa Brady, Fox News. What President Trump describes as a nothing call, Democrats call powerful evidence of a possible impeachable offense.
Because what those notes reflect is a classic mafia-like shakedown of a foreign leader.
House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff moments ago accusing the president of now twice seeking foreign help in a U.S. election. The White House releasing a rough transcript of that call with Ukraine's president this morning. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Lisa, in a 30-minute phone call, President Trump asked Ukraine's newly elected leader to look into Joe Biden's part in the removal of a prosecutor who'd been probing an oil company his son was working with. The president went on to say that Biden went around bragging that he stopped the prosecution. He also asked the leader to talk with his personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, and Attorney General William Barr. There was no mention of nearly $400 million in military aid that was withheld and later released to Ukraine. Lisa.
But Rachel, they did discuss foreign aid in general. President Trump saying that the U.S. has done a lot for Ukraine, but that European countries should do more. This morning, he again insists there was no pressure in that call, while Republicans criticized the Democrats' impeachment push.
Clearly, this has been an ongoing project for House Democrats since practically the moment that Secretary Clinton lost the election.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, Democrats still pushing for the details of a whistleblower complaint about the call. President Trump plans a news conference later today. First, though, he has a previously scheduled meeting in person with Ukraine's president on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly. For now, there's a rally on Wall Street. The Dow is up 130 points, back over 26,900. Oil prices sinking further, getting close to $56 a barrel. America is listening. Fox News.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com, or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
New warnings from climate scientists that seas are rising faster and oceans are losing oxygen.
Scientists on the UN's climate panel saying seas will rise 3 feet by 2100, 10 times the rate in the 20th century, if the world's carbon emissions keep climbing.
The consequences for nature and humanity are sweeping and severe.
The panel's vice co-chair, Co Barrett, at the launch of a report which warns of fewer fish, less snow and ice to feed rivers, and stronger and wetter hurricanes.
What is at stake is the health of ecosystems, wildlife, and importantly, the world we leave for our children.
In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
Also at the UN, President Trump just holding his latest event and talking again about the trade dispute with China.
And they want to make a deal very badly. And it could happen. It could happen sooner than you think.
This as he announced an enhanced trade agreement with Japan. Even if a politician breaks the Facebook rules, those posts will not be removed.
Facebook follows Twitter's lead, announcing political figures will not have to follow its standard posting guidelines. Reps saying in a blog post, from now on, we will treat speech from politicians as newsworthy content. It should, as a general rule, be seen and heard. Adding, even if the statement breaks community standards, we will still allow it on our platform if we believe the public interest in seeing it outweighs the risk of harm. Facebook may, however, remove posts if they could lead to real-world violence and harm. Twitter revealing earlier this year it will tag but not remove tweets from world leaders that violate its rules. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Some positive news for the U.S. housing market. New home sales jumping more than 7% in August as low mortgage rates pull buyers into the housing market. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible. Check it out. It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Wednesday, a hump day. Interesting. One of the things we're going to be talking about, and I'm going to play for you in just a minute. This whole notion of the interview yesterday with John Kennedy, the senator from Louisiana, and Chuck Todd. Is that the number? We're having trouble connecting, by the way, to Chuck Muth. Is that the number you've been trying? Okay. Why don't you text him back? Ask him if there's another number, if there's a super secret inside number. We're having trouble connecting with Chuck Muth. And we're getting a recording saying the number is out of service. Don't know what that means. Anyway, there was a great interview yesterday. Chuck Todd on Meet the Press Daily on MSNBC interviewed a conservative Southerner by the name of John Kennedy. He's a senator from the state of Louisiana. In fact, tell you what, let's do. Let's go to the audio soundbite. And this is Chuck Todd with John Kennedy. Here it is.
How troubled are you by the president admitting that in a conversation with a foreign leader, he asked about Joe Biden?
Well, let me say first, Chuck, I'm not sure what the speaker has done today. I did say go hard or go home. And I say it again to my Democratic friends, either impeach or stop talking about it. But all I heard the speaker say today was that the impeachment investigation continues. She didn't say it's beginning. I mean, Chairman Nadler, he hadn't been playing Candy Crush for the last year. He's been conducting an investigation, for God's sakes. Now, if she's talking about bringing articles of impeachment, that's very newsworthy. But to say that the investigation continues, I get that it's news, but I don't think it's as newsworthy as some have.
We'll find out how that. It is news that she was endorsing it. For what it's worth, she kept denying that Jerry Nadler was doing an impeachment.
I think she's always endorsed it. Do you think Jerry Nadler would have been conducting this investigation if Nancy Pelosi had told him not to? Of course not. She rules in the House. Now, but let me answer your question. Look, I don't know what happened in the conversation between President Trump and President Zelensky. We're going to find out tomorrow. He's agreed to release the transcript. I hope that the president and the White House has gotten the consent of President Zelensky.
Yeah.
Because I do think it's a slippery slope to start releasing transcripts of presidential conversations with foreign leaders. I mean, that's a good way to have foreign leaders not talk to you. But let me try to explain, bear with me, how I look at this. You may think this is a strange analogy, but it's how my mind works. I think we're headed toward two investigations here. Here's how I think of it. Guy robs a bank. On the way to jail, the cops beat the living Hades out of him. The cops should be investigated. Should you be a criminal suspect? No. Should there be an investigation? Yes. But you also have to go investigate the alleged bank robbery. And I think what you're going to see is an investigation of the whistleblower complaint. And you're going to see an investigation of the allegations about Vice President Biden's son. Now, here's what we know about that. And if you're going to be fair, you have to look at both.
Why is that? Let me ask you this.
Senator,
I'm not going to give I want you to be able to. I will give you a second to respond here. Okay. But here's where I find all this stuff. It's hard to believe on the Hunter. It's hard to believe the concern about Hunter Biden by some of these folks that are making this case. If they were so serious about this, I'm trying to figure out why nobody from the FBI has been contacted. Not a single person. I don't understand why Rudy Giuliani thinks it's better to investigate an American via an outsource it to a country that apparently they also didn't trust. I mean, do you see why I'm skeptical that that the Hunter Biden stuff is really that serious? If they were serious about it, you go to the FBI. You don't go to an oligarch in Ukraine.
Well, number one, Chuck, you don't know that the FBI hasn't been contacted. The FBI.
And if there were an investigation, Senator, our friends in the White House would let you know publicly that there was some sort of inquiry going on?
You don't know whether the FBI has been contacted or not. And if the FBI follows protocol, it wouldn't tell us. That's point one. Point two, and I hope you'll let me finish, what we do know is this. A Russian oligarch hired Hunter Biden, paid him $50,000 a month, gave a bucket load of money to his law firm. It may turn out that I meant Ukrainian oligarch. It may turn out that the Ukrainian oligarch got Mr. Biden's name off ZipRecruiter, but I doubt it. And if you go to Mr. Biden's Wikipedia page, there are other similar allegations. I'm not making an allegation of impropriety, but I am saying that's going to be investigated. If not, at the instigation or the suggestion of Republicans by Mr. Biden's co-candidates.
You do realize, Senator, that a lot of people have attempted to look into this and they haven't found a there to look into it.
Who has?
And that's the point here. You
who
brought
has?
Up the FBI.
Who's looked into it, Chuck?
Apparently the Ukrainian government. Apparently every mainstream Ukrainian journalist. Plenty of people here.
Okay.
We've all looked into it. I'm sorry. You do realize you're looking for an outcome, not the facts. That's what you keep telling me.
No,
there have been four or five
different
entities that have found nothing here.
Who?
I just told you. And they're not good enough to you. They're not good enough for you.
Wait, you said Ukraine.
I said Ukrainian journalists have. The Ukrainian government has. Apparently, if the FBI's been contacted, the FBI can't seem to open an investigation either because they haven't found enough.
Do you
American
know that
media,
they haven't
myself,
opened an
we've looked into it. The New York Times has looked into it. Look, maybe you're right. Maybe there's magical missing information here. But at some point, do you not accept all of these entities looking into it to have found the answer? And again, if what Hunter Biden did was wrong, then boy, there are a lot of people with the last name of Trump that have some answering to do about their foreign work.
That was an amazing. I urge you to go to Mediaite, And you can download the entire interview, and it went 14, 15, 16 minutes. We edited the thing down to about the best 6 minutes. But it was just fascinating stuff. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now. For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. To learn more, just go to my website, kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Congressman Horsford has us headed in the wrong direction, where criminal illegal immigrants get to stay and our borders remain unsecure. I am Sam Peters, the only Republican candidate who can defeat Horsford. I proudly served in the military for 20 years and earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan. I'm devoted to family and am a small business owner. I'm the only candidate who supports building the wall, opposes sanctuary cities, and supports a balanced budget amendment. Please join me in this important campaign by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by committee to elect Sam Peters.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battle Born Radio Corp. It was just a year ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
The Don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out, 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. I have reviewed the 5-page transcript of the president's telephone call with the president of Ukraine, Zelensky. And I must tell you, after having reviewed it, there is no smoking gun. There is no pressure, subtle or otherwise. He said, "Can you do me a favor?" And somehow, Democrats are trying to run with this, but I think what's going to happen is the more and more people that actually read the transcript, the more we're going to find out that this is another in a long line of nothing burgers. It's like the Mueller report. Russian collusion. No, I'm sorry, there's no Russian collusion. Now, the issue of obstruction of justice, still out there. Robert Mueller didn't want to commit. And I don't know that Congress could end up getting articles of impeachment based on that. I'll just tell you, I've seen the evidence. Now, Judge Andrew Napolitano had not seen the evidence. Let's go to cut three. This is Judge Andrew Napolitano. He was on with Shepard Smith on Fox News Channel yesterday. And that this Trump-Ukraine call does constitute a crime. Now, again, he has not seen the transcript yet here.
The president admits that on a phone call with the president of Ukraine, he requested that the president of Ukraine investigate his 2020 political rival, Joe Biden. Is that a crime?
It is a crime for the president to solicit aid for his campaign from a foreign government.
So that would be it. That to which the president has admitted is in and of itself a crime.
Yes, this is the same crime for which the Trump organization was investigated by Bob Mueller, who decided not to seek an indictment because there wasn't enough evidence.
Well, no, he said he didn't seek an indictment because he wasn't charged because of the DOJ rule that said you can lay it out, but you can't charge.
That's on the obstruction of justice, whether or not there was a conspiracy between the Russians and the Trump campaign. He said there's some evidence, but not enough to indict. It's the same crime, an agreement or a solicitation for assistance for an American campaign regulated by the Federal Election Commission, where you are seeking the assistance from a foreign government. That's the crime.
Rudy Giuliani says he too pressed Ukrainian officials to investigate Biden at the direction, he says, of the administration. Is that a crime?
If that was done in order to enhance the president's reelection campaign, yes, it's the same crime that the president would have committed. If the president wants you to investigate my principal opponent's son, thinking to himself, it's going to help his campaign.
Okay. I want you to hear, and this is going to be cut number six. This is cut six. I want you to hear the president explaining why the Ukraine aid was held up. It's a totally rational approach. Here's the president yesterday at the UN.
Can you explain why aid to Ukraine was stopped?
Because I think that other countries should be paying also. Why is the United States the only one paying to Ukraine? And I've been talking about this for a long time, not only with respect to Ukraine, but a lot of other countries. But frankly, why isn't Germany, I just met with the chancellor, why isn't Germany, why isn't France, why aren't these other countries paying payment? Why are we paying all the time? And nobody's given, I believe, more to Ukraine. You know, President Obama used to send pillows and sheets. I said anti-tank weapons and a lot of things to Ukraine. We think that it's very important. And by the way, I don't know if you know it or not, that payment was made. but I wanted to get other countries. Other countries should also pay, because frankly, it affects them more. I mean, that's a barrier, that's a wall between Russia and the UK. And they don't pay, and why are they not paying? Why is it always the United States that's paying? And I made that loud and clear. I told that to Mick Mulvaney. I told it to a lot of people. Where's Mick? Wherever he is. I told it to a lot of different people. I told it to Mike. I told it to two Mikes. I told it to Steve. Yes. I keep asking the same. I said it to Wilbur Ross. I keep asking the same question. Why is it that the United States is always paying these foreign countries and other foreign countries that, frankly, are much great, much more affected? They're not. So I said, hold it up. Let's get other people to pay. And then everybody called me, oh, please, can we pay? And I said, and there was never any quid pro quo. The letter was beautiful. It was a perfect letter. It was unlike Biden, who, by the way, what he said was a horror. And ask how his son made millions of dollars from Ukraine, made millions of dollars from China, even though he had no expertise whatsoever. Okay? So what he did was a real problem. With us, there was no pressure applied, no nothing.
Coming up, what I think is really going on here. This fascination with the Ukraine phone call. Well, they've released the transcript. It turned out there was no pressure. It turns out it was a nothing burger, another in a long line of nothing burgers. So what are the Democrats really up to? I'm going to tell you exclusively what is going on within the Democrat Party. You won't believe it. You just won't believe it. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes. Oh, and Las Vegas Cyclery has a wide variety of the latest e-bikes. For those of you who want to ride again, but you have some physical limitations, check them out at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. When we come back, what is really going on in the Democrat Party? What is really going on with the presidential wannabes that are going back and forth from New Hampshire to Iowa? What is really going on? I'm going to give you a quick hint. They're getting ready to toss Joe Biden overboard. He has outlived his usefulness. And they're getting ready to jettison Joe Biden. And it's so sad that it comes down to this, but that's exactly what's going on. We'll do that and more. My name is Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. It is Live and Local now.
Fox Business Network. All Wall Street stocks are higher in afternoon trading after the president voiced optimism about a trade deal with China.
And they want to make a deal very badly. And it could happen. Could happen. It could happen. It could happen sooner than you think.
Negotiations are set to resume next month in Washington, D.C. And shares of Nike are leading the Dow higher. Its stock is up over 4% after reporting robust earnings, including higher overall sales and improved sales in China. Its digital business is booming, with online sales up 42%. And another encouraging report on the economy. New home sales rising 7.1% in August, which is a sign that the housing market may be getting a boost from lower mortgage rates. The median median price for a new home rising 2.2% to $328,400 in August from a year ago. Home sales were the strongest in the West, rising 16.5%, and in the South, rising 6%. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The rough transcript of President Trump's July phone call with Ukraine's president shows he brought up how much help the United States gives Ukraine and asked him to look into Joe Biden, his role in the firing of a Ukrainian prosecutor, and his son Hunter Biden. New York Democrat Hakeem Jeffries says
that is lawless, that undermines our national security, that is an abuse of power.
An impeachment inquiry has started in the House, and the top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell says
we know that House Democrats have been indulging their impeachment obsession for nearly 3 years now. A never-ending impeachment parade in search of a rationale.
This call is something brought up by a whistleblower in the intelligence community in a complaint about a promise President Trump made regarding Ukraine. The president does not say explicitly in this call that military aid was being held up as pressure to have Biden investigated. America's listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. It's the Hammer Time Podcast. Fox News Channel's Bill Hemmer takes you one-on-one with engaging personalities covering the critical issues of the day. Find Hammer Time now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. America's listening to Fox News.
Fox Nation is the place for exclusive content you can't get anywhere else. New opinion shows from Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, and Tommy Lahren you can only get by signing up for Fox Nation. Plus, the real stories behind the headlines. Documentaries on Chappaquiddick, Jimmy Hoffa, and more that you'll only find on Fox Nation. More of the opinion done right you crave? It's on Fox Nation. Documentaries and specials you can't get anywhere else? They're on Fox Nation. So go to foxnation.com today and sign up now for Fox Nation. Opinion done right now.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
You don't have to deliver 15 tons of food to the hungry.
You can start with 10 ounces.
You don't have to dedicate your life to saving lives.
You just dedicate 15 minutes.
You don't need to provide guidance to 5,000 young men and women.
Just one will do.
You don't have to build a school in an impoverished area to change a child's life.
Just spend an hour a week reading at one.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. But then again, so can millions of everyday Americans right in their own backyards. Brought to you by America's Navy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
And don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge featuring old school Vegas atmosphere. In fact, it's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing cash giveaways and payouts. Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. I'm going to tell you what's going on. One of the things we do on this program, we don't just bring you the news of the day, we try and explain it. We try and give you some perspective. And what's happening right now, I was listening to Donna Brazile, the former head of the Democrat National Committee. And she was trying to paint this in the best light. This nothing burger known as the transcript. And one of the things I found interesting is she was at the helm for much of what we're talking about. She might end up being a witness for all I know. Remember they mentioned CrowdStrike? And the email server, the Hillary email server and all of that stuff. Here's what I think is happening, though. I think the Democrats are getting ready for a political twofer. Two for the price of one. And that what they're doing is they are preparing to toss not only the president, but Joe Biden overboard. Because what we've got now, and Judge Napolitano said it, we're going to end up with two investigations. And John Kennedy said as much, the senator from Louisiana, that we're going to end up with an investigation of the president relative to the Ukraine president, and we're going to end up with an investigation of Joe Biden. Both may lose their political careers as a result of this. I'm going to be honest with you. I think this is much ado about. Now, in fact, let's go to cut five. Can we go to cut five? Yeah. Nancy Pelosi, talking about the whistleblower case. She believes that it proves that the president broke the law.
Last Tuesday, we observed the anniversary of the adoption of the Constitution on September 17th. Sadly, on that day, the Intelligence Community Inspector General formally notified the Congress that the administration was forbidding him from turning over a whistleblower complaint on Constitution Day. This is a violation of law. Shortly thereafter, press reports began to break of a phone call by the President of the United States, calling upon a foreign power to intervene in his election. This is a breach of his constitutional responsibilities. The facts are these. The Intelligence Community Inspector General, who was appointed by President Trump, determined that the complaint is both of urgent concern and credible. And its disclosure, he went on to say, relates to one of the most significant and important of the Director of National Intelligence's responsibility to the American people. On Thursday, the Inspector General testified before the House Intelligence Committee, stating that the acting Director of National Intelligence blocked him from disclosing the whistleblower complaint. This is a violation of law. The law is unequivocal. The DNI staff, it says the DNI, Director of National Intelligence, shall provide Congress the full whistleblower complaint. For more than 25 years, I've served on the Intelligence Committee as a member, as the ranking member, as part of the Gang of Four, even before I was in the leadership. I was there when we created the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. That did not exist before 2004. I was there even earlier in the 90s when we wrote the whistleblower laws and continue to write them to improve them to ensure the security of our intelligence and the safety of our whistleblowers. I know what their purpose was, and we proceeded with balance and caution as we wrote the laws. I can say with authority, the Trump administration's actions undermine both our national security and our intelligence and our protections of the whistleblowers, more than both. This Thursday, the acting DNI will appear before the House Intelligence Committee. At that time, he must turn over the whistleblower's full complaint to the committee. He will have to choose whether to break the law or honor his responsibility to the Constitution. On the final day of the Constitutional Convention in 1787, when our Constitution was adopted, Americans gathered on the steps of Independence Hall to wait the news of the government our founders had crafted. They asked Benjamin Franklin, "What do we have, a republic or a monarchy?" Franklin replied, "A republic if you can keep it. Our responsibility is to keep it."
We're going to take the break early. That, by the way, was Nancy Pelosi. We're going to take the break early, so to Wyatt and everybody down the line along the Nevada Talk Network, we're going to take the break just a tad early. We're going to get a chance to visit with Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, coming up in just a couple of minutes. I'm Kevin Wall. The program is live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
At its heart, free markets are about opportunity. I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. Advancing freedom, empowering individuals with opportunity, well, that's at the core of Nevada Policy's mission. It's the reason our organization exists. We believe individuals who work hard, take risks, and are dedicated to building a future for their family, they deserve the opportunity to pursue their dreams without politicians and government getting in the way. And you know what? We're not alone. Nevadans from all walks of life partner with us to promote the kind of free market solutions that maximize opportunities for individuals. Together, we work to preserve and expand the kind of freedom that has made Nevada such an amazing place to live. Now, more than ever, we're taking this message to a more diverse audience, letting more Nevadans than ever before know exactly how we're working to keep this state free and prosperous for them. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more and to support our important work today. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is brought to you by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
There comes a time when you have to decide, how am I going to vote? Well, here's an easy way to get things started. ClarkCountyRepublicans.org. No matter what your party affiliation, take a look at the Clark County Republicans. Easy to do, too. Just go to ClarkCountyRepublicans.org to see what they're up to of late and find out how easy it is to register for local, state, and federal elections at ClarkCountyRepublicans.org.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
So good to have you with us. It's Live and Local Now for a Wednesday, and that means Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, joining us. And Chuck, have you had a chance to take a look at the 5-page transcript of the president's conversation with the president of Ukraine? And if so, any smoking guns that you detected?
No, this is a smokeless gun, apparently. I read it. I read every word of it. And it was a congratulatory call. Apparently, the old administration in Ukraine, there have been news reports that they had been trying to cover up an investigation into Joe Biden's son and his involvement in something over there. And all the president said was, you know, I hope you'll take a look at it. That was it. I mean, it was well-known controversy. It was well known, you know, that this was an issue. So there was just absolutely nothing wrong in a transcript. But I did see that the Democrats, now that they've seen that there's nothing wrong in a transcript, they're saying, well, it's not the actual recording, so we want the entire recording released now. There's nothing that you can do to satisfy these people.
I'm just wondering, John Kennedy, the senator from Louisiana, who's a plain-spoken Southern gentleman, he had it best last night when he was talking about, in fact, he was on with Chuck Todd on Meet the Press Daily. And one of the things he said is, there's going to be a guarantee here. We're going to have an investigation of the president about this, but we're also going to have an investigation on separate tracks of Joe Biden. Do you think we will ever get to the bottom of Hunter and Joe Biden and the Chinese and the Ukrainians?
Well, you know, it's one of those things, the old saying, Kevin, be careful what you wish for. You just might get it. And I think that the Democrats and Biden and, you know, the impeachment crowd all demanding that they look into President Trump's phone call on this have now opened up a Pandora's box. I don't know how you don't now look into that entire Biden situation now that it's begun. You know, it was on the back burner. People kind of knew about it, but nobody was really talking about it, you know, a lot or openly. But I don't know how you avoid that now. I think you're going to have to see an investigation into the Biden relationship with Ukraine, especially when the guy getting paid $50,000 a month with absolutely no expertise in Ukraine or in oil and gas, I think, was the company that was involved with. Who gets paid $50,000 a month with absolutely no knowledge of what's being done unless there is something going on with your connections or your relationship when his dad was vice president?
You are a political consultant. Play political consultant for Joe Biden. How badly does this hurt him? Does this deep six his presidential ambitions?
I don't know that this in and of itself deep sixes his campaign, but it's you know, they keep on putting straws on the camel's back, and whether this is the one that breaks it, I don't know. But it's pretty clear now, and it's pretty obvious that this won't be the end of the Joe Biden gaffe machine or the Joe Biden controversies. Obviously, the far left, which are screeching the loudest, do not want him to be their nominee. And you've got Republicans who clearly are going to make hay out of this issue, and you're going to have the far left crazy people making hay out of this issue. So I've come to the conclusion that I think that Elizabeth Warren is ultimately going to end up beating Biden and get this nomination.
Now, what happens, and of course, you can bet that the political consultants for all these candidates, these Democrat candidates, are doing the same math. What happens when the Amy Klobuchars and the Andrew Yangs, and they're 2% and 3% and 4%. Where do they go? Where do those types of Democrats end up going once everybody runs out of money?
Yeah, I guess it really depends on, you know, where they are in this civil war among Democrats. You know, there are some who are, you know, would like to consider themselves moderates, and there are the far left crazies. And the ones who align themselves more with the far left crazies are going to go to Elizabeth Warren. The ones who appear to be more rational and, you know, middle of the road, at least in their minds, you know, they're going to go to Biden. And I think in these primary contests, you're going to see that it's really the far left folks who are going to be driving this train. And that's why I think Biden's probably, if he's not toast yet, he's pretty close to being toast. Elizabeth Warren is picking up momentum, and momentum is a good thing to have going into the actual caucuses and primaries next year.
We are zeroing in on the 2020 reelect of the president, but we're also gearing up for assembly and state senate races within the state. And you know, one of the keys for me, and we've been talking a lot about it on this show, is trying to bring the Republican Party together, bring the state party together with the county parties, with clubs, the Southern Hills Republican Women, and so many other clubs that are out there. I want to ask you if you've had a chance to monitor this. There are videos that are flying around out there that are just nasty, mean-spirited, personal. Are we any closer to bringing the state and local parties together for 2020?
No, not even close, but, you know, that isn't what the objective should even be. And this is nothing new. I was chairman, Kevin, way back in 1995, and you had the same factions within the county party fighting among each other, and you had the county party fighting with the state party. So this is nothing new. And my advice to the county party chairs, especially in Clark and Washoe, is to just ignore the state party. Let the state party do what the state party does. The county parties, and again, especially in Clark and Washoe, should be and can be self-sufficient. Let them do the things that they are supposed to be doing at the local level, and stop fighting with the state party. There's no reason to do it. You can raise your own money in your own counties. You've got a lot of wealthy Republicans. If you make the right pitch, you don't need to even worry about the state party helping to finance your operation. So that would be my advice. It's just peaceful coexistence. Lay down the swords and just go about your jobs that you were elected to do.
I'm curious, you mentioned the mid-90s when you were the chair. Did you win?
I did. And, you know, my heart goes out to anyone who is a a party chair, local or state, because it's just a thankless job. You don't get paid for it. No matter what decision you make, half the people are going to hate it. It's worse than herding cats. So it's, you know, it's a terrible job. My hat's off to people who are willing to put their name out there and devote that time, but they really need to get focused. And I wish the state party would do a better job of training the county party chairs, who are really just, they're highly motivated volunteers. They don't have professional expertise in this sort of thing. They need to have some better training and guidance from the state party. So one thing I think the state party can and should do.
But if county chairs aren't friendly with the state party, how can that ever happen then?
And that's the problem. It can. As long as you're fighting with the state party, it's not likely that the state party is going to turn the other cheek and say, well, here, let me help you. Again, if they just need to come to, again, I did this in 1995, you just have to have a peaceful coexistence. At the county party level, back in those days, John Ensign was newly elected as a congressman from Clark County, and I reached out to Ensign and vice versa, and we just worked directly with the elected officials in Clark County to do the things that we needed to do in Clark County. And yeah, we attended the state meetings, and we were friendly and courteous with the state party chairman, but we weren't really dependent upon them for anything.
Let me ask you, with the passage of Labor Day, and now we're into the fall, the kids are back in school, a lot of candidates are making decisions about whether or not to run for office. I know the filing deadline for a bunch of these offices is in March. The primary is in June. Anything you've seen out there, I know you keep your ear pretty close to the ground, of folks that have made decisions jumping into this race, jumping into that race?
Yeah, there's four races that I'm looking at right now, because if you're a conservative, the important race really isn't so much the general election as it is the primaries, because if a bad Republican is nominated in the primary, then you're left with a choice of, you know, do you go with the bad Republican or the even worse Democrat? And conservatives lose no matter who gets elected when that's your choice. So the primaries are where conservatives need to look. Now, you've got two contested arguably in play, congressional races in Congressional District 3 and 4, both of which have Clark County. All of 3 is in Clark County, part of 4 is in Clark County. And you've got multiple candidates running in those, so I think people really need to focus on those. And you've got two assembly races right now, District 37, which is in Clark County, that was previously held by Jim Marchant. There are 3 Republicans running in that race. To the best of my knowledge, all 3 are pretty good conservatives, but I think Andy Matthews, who just announced this week, probably has the upper hand in that race because he's been around for so long and he's such a well-known quantity among conservatives. And in the other race just announced this week was a primary challenge in District 36, which was Dennis Hoff's old district. That has part of Clark County in it. Dr. Joe Bradley, who actually ran for that seat, and came in 3rd with Dennis Hoff. He's now going to challenge the man who was appointed to replace Hoff, Andy Hafen. Greg Hafen. So, you know, those primaries are starting to shape up, and that's the kind of races that I'm looking at right now.
And are you going to – I know you were heavily involved for Dennis Hoff, and even after his untimely death. Are you going to be involved in this bout in 36?
That's undetermined at this point. I have spoken with Dr. Bradley. I spoke with Greg Hafen briefly at the NPRI dinner last week. I know that he is very strongly supported by the Assembly Minority Leader, Dr. Dina Titus. Dr. Robin Titus.
Titus.
Yeah, talk about different black and white difference.
Yeah.
There. I'm going out to Dr. Bradley's campaign kickoff event in Pahrump tonight. He and I will continue to have conversations, but I have not made a decision yet on that race.
Very good. Chuck, it's always good. Sorry we had some phone problems early, but we got them corrected. Good to get you on. Thank you so much, my friend. And if folks want to know more about what you're up to, if they want to check out Muth's Truths, I love it, by the way, every week. How do they go about doing it?
Yep, just you can sign up. It's a free email newsletter. Just go to NevadaNewsAndViews.com.
We'll talk again next Wednesday at the usual time. How about that?
You got it, Kevin. Take care now.
Thank you. That's Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, joining us. Coming up, Jim Yoder, we're going to tap our eyes and ears in the Coachella Valley. It's the weird thing is about the Coachella Valley is that it's the People's Republic of California. It really honestly is. But it's different. It's more sensible. Do they still have plastic straws in the Coachella Valley? We'll check that out. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now.
Congressman Horsford has us headed in the wrong direction, where criminal illegal immigrants get to stay and our borders remain unsecure. I am Sam Peters, the only Republican candidate who can defeat Horsford. I proudly served in the military for 20 years and earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan. I'm devoted to family and am a small business owner. I'm the only candidate who supports building the wall, opposes sanctuary cities, and supports a balanced budget amendment. Please join me in this important campaign by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by committee to elect Sam Peters.
There comes a time when you have to decide, how am I going to vote? Well, here's an easy way to get things started. ClarkCountyRepublicans.org. No matter what your party affiliation, take a look at the Clark County Republicans. It's easy to do. Just go to clarkcountyrepublicans.org to see what they're up to of late and find out how easy it is to register for local, state, and federal elections at clarkcountyrepublicans.org.
KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.